So my name is Daniel Davenport, and I'm an avid Mac user, so kind of scared up here about all this stuff. I'm with a company called Liquid Hub now. So I'm gonna take a slightly different approach to speaking today. I've been in the digital space for a really long time, and started working with the CDC to think about applying some of the strategies that we were using in the private sector, and specifically in social marketing. So the CDC at the time had these long arc communication plans, campaigns that would sometimes be years, multiple years. And so when I started working with Galen, the idea was, how can we use social media to tell fast-paced messages that can change rapidly? So this whole idea of analyzing and optimizing the campaign messaging in flight was pretty interesting. And what we would do is we would take the information that Kevin's team would generate. These are your trailblazers. These are your maximizers. And then we would create campaign messaging and put them out through the social channels and be very quick and rapid in responding to what people were interested in. They'd like one image over another image. We'd heavy up on that image. So there's things like that. So I would be the fulfillment end of the campaign piece on the customer journey when we were talking about marketing to people. What happened along the way was we started talking about the precision communication model and the Internet of Things and wearable devices, and all of a sudden that gave us an additional feedback loop in that campaign messaging. When we were looking at optimizing our campaign messaging, all of a sudden we had a way to really track some of these behaviors. And I think the Internet of Things and healthcare is going to be really big. We're going to hear another look at that, another angle on that in a minute, that's kind of in addition to wearables. What if people don't use wearables? Very valid situation. I'm going to try and speak rapidly so that we can hear a lot about that in a minute. But we've been developing this precision communication model, and a lot of people are interested in this. You might not think Verizon would have a dog in the fight, but they have a huge interest in telematics and telemedicine, and you know they're the backbone by which all this happens. So they have a chief medical officer at Verizon, which seems counterintuitive, but they do. So there's lots of different ways that these wearable devices are going to impact, I think, the way that we collect information from end users and from patients and from fitness advocates and wellness enthusiasts. Here's an exciting chart. But what I'd really like to talk to you about today is now I'm a different person, because our company sold this past summer, and now we're a part of this group called Liquid Hub. And at Liquid Hub, we sell to life sciences companies, manufacturers like Biogen and Pfizer and Merck and a lot of big chemical manufacturers. And we're one of our things that we do is called Liquid Analytics. And so we are a third-party data broker that allows the manufacturers to see what's going on in the hubs, which I didn't even know existed before a couple of weeks ago, specialty pharma, and then the people that are the providers, the hospitals and doctors that are writing the scripts. So that data flows all the way through our system, and it's about $25 billion worth of transactions a year, so it's a lot of data. And so what we're interested now, and part of the thing that I'm interested in doing now, is adding that next data source, which is the patient, and seeing what happens. Because right now our vision stops right there at the provider, and so we don't really know what happened. We kind of know if the script got filled, but we don't really know what happened after that. So I think that there's some really interesting things that are coming up. Let me see if I've got another slide. Oh yeah. So this one's kind of cool. This was some work done by some guys out of MIT, and they were using Twitter and the social listening to gauge people's conditions, health conditions. So this is a lot about insomnia. But it was social listening, very interesting thing. When layered on top of quantified self data, I think that we're going to really see a very interesting time in the next couple of years as this precision medicine initiative takes off. We start understanding how to use these tools and technologies, how to make these things meaningful in the efficacy of treatment. my core insight is still, we'll stick with this. Yeah, sure. The Internet of Things is going to enable healthcare providers to really treat things much more efficiently and much more accurately. And so my areas on the chart are implement and optimize and evaluate and reach. And I'm going to cede my time because I think you're going to be really interested in our next two speakers. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Talk to you in the Q&A.